The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
No, no, no. Get on your knees. It's wonderful.
Well, most people can suck it.
You freaking bitch!
She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
They all suck balls.
You're not running for president of Asia.
Here's the situation. It's over, we think.
Well, most people can suck it. Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass and take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
How far up your ass is your head? I'm gonna show you my boot.
Isachi.
Black don't. Black, please. Thank you.
Clearly.
You know, we were making fun of the bomb cyclone.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't. You were.
I was.
I'm a weather fan.
The BTJ is currently out of town. And she just sent me.
Do you like it when she goes out of town?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I get. Yeah, I'm like, oh, honey.
There's an honest man right there.
Exactly. Like, I got the bed all to myself, dogs up there with me. It's
just
great.
Everything's easier.
Paper plates.
Look, we're not saying we want to be single. We're just saying, every now and then,
okay.
Just leave us alone.
Yeah. It's like, oh,
let us order pizza.
Yeah. She's very concerned right now over the. She wanted to know if I was aware that a bomb cyclone was headed through tonight.
Yeah.
And then asked, are you guys okay?
Is she serious?
Yeah, she's dead serious.
Now, have you sent anything back yet?
Yeah, I made fun of her, but now it's tonight.
I feel like you should, like, one of these times you got to lean in and be like, yeah. I'm not sure, we're boarding up the windows. Yeah. And,
believe me, Buck. Tonight, all that it's going to be is a steady stream of wind updates and about how I'm scared. The house will be heavily fortified tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just love that is literally a text. Are you aware that there is a bomb cyclone coming through tonight? And then, in quotations, not just wind, major winds. Major winds! Holy God, what am I going to do?
Offshoot of this.
Yeah.
Does it ever bother you when your wife, well, it's not your wife, yeah.
The BTJ.
Big time Japanese.
Your significant other.
Yes. Yeah.
Your SOBTJ.
The special lady friend.
Yeah. In my case, my wife.
Sure. Life partner, if you will.
Does it ever bother you when they bring a story to your attention? Does it kind of, is it mildly offensive?
All the time.
It's like, you think I haven't seen that?
All
the time. Do you know what I do for a living?
Literally.
Hey, did you see this?
Like, every day.
First of all, babe, we talked about that 3 weeks ago.
Thank you.
But once it hits, like, you know, Good Morning America or something like
yeah.
that, I'll get the,
she's like,
did
oh.
you hear what Tom Brady's up to? I'm yeah. like, no, I had no
yeah.
idea.
How would I know that? Is that, like, mildly offensive?
It is. And I just sit there and now I stare at her. I don't even say anything. I just look at her and then she knows and she's like, well, jerk. And then she walks away. And I
well,
also,
no, who's the jerk?
Exactly.
How about a little respect?
I get this one, too. I get this one. She is master of the fake news. She will fall for any. Like, you wonder, like, when people talk about fake news and, like, Facebook, like, who's that fool? I hate to tell, it fools my wonderful lady. So the other day, I think it was Sunday or Saturday, one of those. I'm sitting in my chair. I've got, you got to have a chair, right? Do you have a chair?
I don't have a chair.
You don't have a chair? You're a couch guy?
I don't have a chair.
Oh,
I'm not a chair guy.
Are you a chair guy?
Recliner, yeah.
Yeah. I just have
nice.
I don't even have a recliner. It's just, it's my chair. That's where I'm at. I'm at home. It's my chair. I had to to reinforce the cushions. My ass, like, created too much of a groove.
A little crater in there?
Yeah. But I love this
is
chair.
Is it leather?
No. It's just like it's not even a super nice chair. It's just, it fits me perfectly. It's like a club chair, like you would see if you went into like a doctor's office. But I love it. It's a great chair. And so I'm sitting in my chair, and I think I was watching the NFL or something, and she comes in because she, you know, she's a duck. She went to the University of Oregon, and she's like in a state of panic, and she's like, she goes, "Is this true? Is this true?" And so now I'm like, "Oh, what's happening?" She hands me the phone, and it says breaking news. It's like a screenshot. It says breaking news: Dan Lanning tabbed as next Dallas Cowboys coach.
What an opportunity!
And I just,
well, I mean, I wouldn't expect her to like she's not into sports, right?
I just sit there and I'm like, can we? No,
I'm like, no, it's I'm not gonna give you no cookie.
And I'm like, no, it's not real. And then she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, where did you see it? And of course, it's like one of her girlfriends sent it to her. And I'm like, no. And then she has to get on the horn. All of her now friends filter all the fake news to me. I've become like,
you're the fake news filter.
I'm the fake news filter.
America. Yeah.
And I just want to be like, can this not, do they not have husbands and boyfriends and other, why does it come through me?
Or brains?
Why? Yes.
Screw the learned people. No.
You know, you have a phone in your hand that has every piece of information. Don't you think that if Dan Lanning was becoming the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys, it would literally be everywhere and not on a Facebook post that your girlfriend sent you?
And then, oh, maybe 6,000 people that you know of would have texted you to get your thoughts about
or
it
just
already.
Google it. Like, how about fact check? Do people ever do that?
I get
Google
that.
Me, bitch.
I get that all the time. Like, it'll be UFOs. I'll get that one. Hey, are there UFOs? That it'll be a broad question like that. Are there UFOs?
I like that she comes to you for confirmation, as if she knows that you're going to tell her no, and she could probably just ask the question of herself.
And then I'm like, right. I'm like,
exactly.
Then,
that's the weird part. It's like, just
so
look it up.
Did you hear this? And it's like, are you waiting for me to tell you no?
It's so weird. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the next time my wife informs me of a story that I haven't heard about will be the first time.
100%.
She has no chance. Like, if this is a game and her life depended on it, she could not come up with a story that I have not.
This is the miracle on ice. The one day it happens, it'll be something big, too. Like, World War III, like, the Russians will launch nukes. And she will come to me and be like, World War III started. And I'll be like, honey, not right now. And then I'll look outside of the mushroom cloud. I'll be like, damn it. And my final, like on my deathbed, as the mushroom cloud towards me, she'll look at me and be like,
Should have listened to me.
It'll be like her, as we're both dying, she'll have the one up on me. And she'll be secretly happy. She'll be like, yeah, you dumbass. I knew I'd get you. But yes, that happens. To answer your question, absolutely.
I mean, when I'm all sitting there on a laptop all day, what do you think I'm doing? Looking at porn? Because I'm not. Sometimes.
Someone said, I hope this is real. Someone said, geologist here. My wife asked me a few weeks ago if I had heard of the big earthquake headed our way. I want that to be real. God. I don't know if it is or not, but God, I want that to be real.
Are you kidding?
Because then it's not just us.
No, it's not just us. I think women, it'd be a blanket statement here, but I think they're less into the news. Well, you and I, my point with all of this is that you and I have to be up on this stuff. This is what we do for a living.
Yes.
It's a little insulting when you come to me and say, hey, did you see who won the election? Yeah.
There's a bomb cycle.
I saw. It's kind of... I have to, I know. But what was I going to tell you? I had another line of thinking that was genius, but now I can't remember. I got thrown off my game. I'm so frazzled.
Should we put the over-under?
Oh, I was going to say, I think women, generally speaking, don't follow the news as much. I know my wife doesn't, and that's okay.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
I get that. But I also think that my wife is in the bottom 2 percentile of news following. Like, of people that are just average news followers... Or really big news followers.
Your wife.
She is way down.
Your wife and the BTJ should get together and form a disinformation campaign.
You could group mine in too, not because she like thinks all the stuff is real, but she just like all the meme stuff that goes on that like we're aware. Like my
totally
wife,
clueless.
My wife went weeks. I think she still doesn't know who Hawk Tua Girl is. I'm like, how is that possible? Like
pop culture. Yeah.
She brought up Hawk Tua to me probably 3 weeks after Hawk Tua became a thing.
Yeah.
And again, I just stared. She also came to me after the presidential debate and was like, are they seriously eating pets in Ohio? And I'm like, oh. It had to get to the presidential debate. Maine State.
They're eating the pets.
And then I had to explain the pets thing, and then I get yelled at because like my patience is run out.
Yeah.
And so then I explain it in a way that's too harsh. And then I get, then I'm in.
And now you're being mean.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think, I mean, we've stumbled upon, like, we finally got to the key point.
Yeah.
And that is any good relationship is built on a mountain of patience.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And believe me, I probably do 1,000 things that she wants to stab me in the eye with a fork about.
Exactly.
But the difference is,
she has patience about it.
Kinda. She can be mad about that, but I'm not allowed to be mad at this. Because then when I do, then I'm just an ass. When she gets mad, it's justified. When I get mad, I'm just being a Richard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're probably a jerk about it.
Probably.
But.
Yeah, I just, it is shocking to me the number of people, and it's scary. I tell them all the time. My son does this. My son called me. He goes, "Dad, are you home?" He shot me a text, and I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "I'll call you here in a bit." So he calls, and sometimes he'll just call to check in from school. And he goes, "Hey," he goes, "you got a minute?" I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" And I thought something serious was going down. He goes, because he's a bartender, and he goes, "Dude, there was a guy, a grown man in the bar, sobbing today." And I was like, "Oh, whoa, all right." And he goes, "And it was because Trump won." And I was like, "Oh." And he goes, "Why is everyone freaking out?" He goes, "Legit, because he follows nothing." My son is the ultimate, like, he does not care. He puts his head down. And he goes, "Is it, like, really? Should I be worried?" He's like, "People are losing their mind." And he goes, "I just want to see, like..." He goes, "I know you're a pretty rational guy." So, like, I had to talk my son through the points of...
like, why people are upset?
Why people are upset. Why people are freaking out. Why I think it'll be okay. Why the other side feels this way. I spent, like, 15 minutes just laying it out for my boy. And he was like, "Oh." He just wanted he needed a rough idea. What was going on?
I love cows. That is my favorite. Can I just say this?
I love cows.
Yeah.
Listen to how he says this.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I love cows.
So good. That's my favorite new drop.
Yeah. But isn't it alarming that enough people rely on you as some sort of source of like cultural filter? It's kind of terrifying. I don't need this pressure. I'm like an internet moderator right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't say... See, I feel like I'm undersold in our family.
Are you?
Yeah,
am not.
Because they just don't... Well, you know me. I'm a pretty understated guy.
Yeah.
Like, for example, my future daughter-in-law was listening to the program the other day.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about... well, she texted me when I was... What was it? There was something... Of course, I said something funny. Of course.
Yeah.
Hilarious. You know. And she said, I laughed out loud. And so then I saw her later that night. She was at the house and she said, "Oh my God." She goes, "You know, you guys are actually pretty good. Like, that was good." And I'm looking at her like, "What? Do you think that we'd have been on for 25?
They just let us, like, flap our gums,
yeah,
for nearly
just
20 years.
It's just fascinating how people think... And I'm not here to change anyone's opinion. I don't care what you think. Yeah. It's just, I'm always like, wow, that's really what... She's like, "Well, I just thought it was a bunch of dad jokes and stuff."
What, did you think we started our own podcast with 12 people?
She's like, "You guys are actually, that's like good humor."
Like
yeah, thanks.
You mean we're radio professionals?
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
For 20 years.
It's just fascinating. And my wife certainly has no clue. She never listens.
No.
And I don't know. I don't even know about Meat. I don't even know if he knows I host a show. It's just like, I'm just the guy. You know, like, sometimes
you're an ancillary. You're like an appendix.
Dads,
you're there. You serve some sort of purpose, but no one really knows what it is.
Do any other dads feel this way? Because I think dads get this a lot. I just feel like it's just, you're not really important.
Yeah.
But, or maybe you are, but they don't tell you ever. And you're not really appreciated, but...
Well, this is, like, we've talked about this before.
You just exist.
But it really... You see, you're going to strike a chord here. You're going to strike a nerve. Because, and I've stated this, I call it the Oprahization of men. And I blame, like, television. Because on all the TV shows that you watch, the family dynamic is almost always the same. Dumbass dad, who's clueless, that can't do anything without his wife. If his wife wasn't there, he would just completely fall apart. And then she gets sick or she goes on vacation, and then the dad has to like iron a grilled cheese sandwich for the kid. The kid
it's the plot of Uncle Buck. As soon as the woman, women, or her family are away, like we're hapless.
Drives me effing crazy. Absolutely.
But don't
nuts.
You think? But see, that's a chicken and an egg thing. Chicken and the egg thing. Don't you think those shows exist like that? Because that's kind of...
Those stereotypes were, were once true.
Yeah.
And they may not be as much anymore, but well, they resonated at one point
in time. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily true as much as that's just how we're viewed.
Yes.
And sometimes as men, we do fall into... Like, I'm not at my house convincing everyone I'm the greatest thing ever, even though I should be, apparently. Hey, I actually do have a couple qualities.
Yeah.
I'm not... You know, that's not my jam, right? Yeah. So maybe that is me falling into that trap of just the dumb old dad. I'll just be outside on my putting green, being an idiot, telling a dad joke.
Yeah, I just, I
you know what I'm saying?
I like, totally it's know like where
which
you're going
which
this.
Came first?
Yeah.
The show that tells us that we're this way, or the like show that. Was commentary on how we are.
You blew my mind, and I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I always thought it was like it was the narrative that kind of bled into it, but maybe it's right. Maybe it's always been that way. But like, I get offended at that when, because I raised my, I was a single dad for most of my kids. My wife passed away. And I just, like, it drives me crazy when it's like men can't cook, men can't do laundry, men can't raise. Yes, you can. You really can. Like, there's some stay-at-home dads that could do it. Like, being a mom is a hard job, sure. But guess what? Men can do it, too. It's just like, that's like saying a woman can't go be a CEO of a company. Because you're not allowed to say that. If you say, like, oh, honey, hey, sugar teas, what are you doing out in that workplace? You get back in the kitchen. That's the same thing that they do to men when it comes to any sort of household, like, social, domestic situation. And it's just... You're going to strike a nerve. It just drives me bananas.
See, I think it's less that and more. I feel like men just shut up. A lot of men.
And maybe they just take it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been married, dude.
Yeah.
You know what it's like.
Yeah,
sometimes you just shut up. Well, maybe not you.
I don't do it.
But you're a unique fella.
Yeah, I don't take it.
I mean, it's just not worth the fight sometimes.
It's picking your battles. I mean,
yes.
Like most of the time, you can say whatever you want, do whatever you want. Sometimes you're like, I'm not getting into this.
But I just think a lot of men, in order to... Men don't have, especially within the last... I think it's gotten better within the last 20 years. But you go back... Not that far. Men have no tools to communicate and, like, actually have, you know, like, express feelings and all these things that you need to be in a healthy relationship with a woman.
Yeah.
Men weren't often given those tools.
Yeah.
They really weren't, because they were sons of fathers who either drank themselves to death or were out working all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or slapping everybody around.
Sure.
So it's... I feel like we're getting better as men, but I do think sometimes we just bite our tongue because we don't necessarily have all the tools. And so we just shut up and play our role.
Sometimes I should probably learn to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes it's just not worth the effort.
Exactly.
There was a time that I had someone, and it was probably the worst thing I've ever said. Shocking, it didn't go very well. Someone did the old, what would you do without me? You ever get that? You know, if I was,
yeah, sure.
If I wasn't here, like your life would fall apart, you know, that sort of stuff.
Who said that to who?
A gal that I was dating. I've only dated like.
She said that to you?
Said that to me.
That if you didn't have her.
Like as if you'd be lost without her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she kind of went with the, what did you do before it? And I just was tired of hearing it. And I went, my response was as followed. I paid my bills. I went to work. I raised my kids. I walked my dog. And I just went through all my laundry list of things. And I was like, well, I do appreciate you and all that you bring to the table. Realized that I was fine before you got here. And so, no, I don't appreciate the whole I would die without you, because no, I wouldn't. I'm actually quite good at this. Shocking. Didn't go over well.
But yeah, why would you say that to someone though? I'm not saying what you said to her. I think what she said to you was
that's my thing. Hate that, and I've been told that more than once, and I tried very
maybe
hard.
Take a cue there, fella.
I tried very hard to bite my tongue when it comes to that, but that sort of notion of somehow your life falls apart. No, it doesn't.
I also
You'll
think
find a way.
What's true in our house, and it's not true in every house, but I... No, I'm going to get in trouble for this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm already in trouble. So
she needs me more than I need her. and in support.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, you get crapped on, and you kind of don't get a lot of... there's not a lot of accolades. We're not handing out trophies in our house.
No.
But I tell you what, when push comes to shove, we know who the rock is.
Asachi's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And yeah. She said this. This is not something I'm not saying something that's like Asachi. Negative about her. She's like, oh, I just don't know what I'd do without you. I'd be fine without her. You know? That's really the bottom line. I love her. I'm not going anywhere, but it's like, I'm all right. Because this bitch is behind
maintenance.
It's
not
going
to go. Well, look at this. She's not listening anyway.
No, she doesn't. That's this won't even get back to her.
That's probably for the best.
Do not text her, anybody.
No. Just zip it.
But we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Grade A prime bitch. Oh, my God. That was not...
not real
way,
time.
I was
just
talking about
Isaac.
I was talking about Jody Allen.
That is... Yeah. I struggle with
basically
it.
Boys rule, girls drool. How about that?
No, how about we each bring our own unique sort of perspective to the table and our own strengths and weaknesses? Only one of us is not allowed to say it.
But look, women can be a lot. And so I think a lot of times men just shut up. Am I digging a bigger hole?
You are. Just keep shuffling that. Just keep doing it.
Women can be a lot.
Well, I mean... Come on, we're simple creatures, us men. Sometimes we can't handle your, I don't know, feelings and emotions and things.
Just keep digging.
Lace them up, you little bitch. Yeah, let's go.
Good times. I don't even know how we got here, but somehow we did.
Well, I think the bottom line here is that we're pretty great, and you should respect us. That said, if you don't,
yeah.
But also, I think I'm awesome. We'll be fine. All right, the hilarious reason John Stamos is trending, next on The Fan.
Damn right, Rob, pretty soon these women folk are going to want to operate motor vehicles. Where does it stop?
I tell you what, that's right. That's why I voted for Trump.
Did you know we're letting them vote?
Just saying. Don't take us for granted, ladies. I'm going to get rid of all the women. I'm going to get rid of all the black guys. That's my platform. And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass. Easy. God.
I'm waiting for Nurse Nice to come home and be like, hey, were you talking about me down the radio? And you're like, no, honey, no, whatsoever.
I would say, yes, I was.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I said. Why don't you have a seat right there? Got some mansplaining to do.
I feel pretty safe that the BTJ is in Houston. But yeah, chances are that it'll get back to her at some point, and then she'll just shake her head and be like, dumbass. And then I'll be fine.
Look,
nothing I haven't said before.
Exactly. She knows.
She knows that I don't respond well to the what would you do without me sort of thing. I just find that, honestly, to be the most insulting statement.
It's offensive.
That anyone could... Like, I would never say that to someone else. What would you... In fact, she gets angry at me because I've said before, I was like... Because she's like, oh my God, if something happened to you, I always respond with, you'll be fine. Like, you'd be all right. I'm like, you're a catch. You're a pretty successful Asian gal with no kids. Someone will snatch you up in 2 seconds. She'd be like, no. No, I'm like, yeah, you'll be fine. She hates that notion. It's like they want to hold on to this belief that only the two of you can survive together. And it's like, no, we want to survive together, and we want to be happy together.
But we both have other options.
Dude, trust me. If I got hit by a bus tomorrow, there'd be a line of people. Probably half my friends would be around the corner. Like, at the wedding, they'd be like, hey, I just want you to know, BTJ.
I'm here for you.
I'm here for you in this time of need.
Like, that's 100%. I'd be in my grave being like, you sons of bitches. And I'd be like, yeah, it's a valid point. Hey, if a buddy had a hot gal and he went down, you'd be like, well, yeah.
I gotta step in. She needs me.
I've got a friend of mine that talks about this all the time, that he believes that that he's got like four or five that are waiting for his demise, that are waiting on something bad to happen to him, so they can
four or five of his buddies.
Yeah, well, like buddies are like the people that he knows, and like I do have instructions to the C block if that goes down, because he's got some money, he's got some dough, He's got a very pretty wife, and he is like, so I'm like, wouldn't you want like someone to be happy? He's like, no. Is it your job to make sure that she is miserable and that no one comes anywhere near? I'm like, you got it. Gotta run some interference if something happens to him.
Uncle Jesse is in the doghouse.
Yeah. The great John Stamos. I don't know what he's doing anymore besides playing Kokomo.
You know, he's 61.
Dude, I think he's playing like a doctor on a cruise ship on TV or something.
He probably is.
He plays Kokomo still?
He was in the Beach Boys.
Well, I know, but he plays Kokomo still? Well, he wasn't in the Beach Boys. He was. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He played the bongos.
No, John Stamos was in the Beach Boys.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He was part of that band. Yeah, and he's...
For how long?
I'll take a look here.
That's bullsh.
Look at you calling bullsh on this.
I would lean bullsh on this as well.
All right, hold on. We're going to take a look at this. Continue with your John Stamos while I do some research into this.
He has occasionally performed in concert with the Beach Boys.
Huh?
Not a band member.
He was in music videos. He performed in concert. He traveled with them.
He didn't play for him in concert.
That sounds like a member of the Beach Boys.
That is such bullsh.
By the way, I was right. He is in a TV show called Doctor Odyssey, where it's a doctor's on a cruise ship. So that's what he's doing.
What would you call someone?
If you occasionally perform in concert with the band, you are not a member of that band. Otherwise, you would perform with the band at all times.
So Bill Walton was in The Grateful Dead.
Exactly.
He didn't play in The Grateful
Dead. They brought him up on stage all the time at shows.
He toured with them several times.
So did Bill.
The Endless Summer Tour
it
in
says,
2024.
The key word here is occasionally, okay? Don't try to corkscrew this into... You know we're right
he
about
this. He performed with
Come
the band on various tours.
Various and occasionally. Dating back to 1985. And
these adjectives are not in your favor.
He's appeared in several of the band's music videos.
Several.
Including the chart-topping hit single Kokomo.
Kokomo, yeah, he was in Kokomo.
He directed the video for their song Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Hot Child in the City.
Boy, it seems like right? he is a...
You're trying so hard and it's just
like
not...
It seems like he's a loose member of the Beach Boys.
Oh, now we're going with loose.
I'm going with loose.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Dave Coulier, who is Dave from...
By the way, Deal is in?
Full House.
It was on a very special episode of Full House where he joined the Beach Boys. There you go.
Also, he was not Dave on Full House. He was Uncle Joey Full House.
Oh, Joey. Yeah,
Dave Coulier. Also famous for he's the one that Alanis Morissette wrote that breakup song about. Go figure.
So he has cancer.
Yes.
And he has shaved his head due to, his battle with... cancer,
yeah.
Stage 3. And today, Uncle Jesse, John Stamos, is getting some backlash on the social meds because he, in solidarity with Dave, posted a picture of him bald as well, but it was a bald cap.
Most people thought that Stamos had shaved his head.
He did not.
Because that does happen. You see that, where people shave their head like in solidarity.
And he's had one of the best heads of hair in showbiz for like 30 years. There was no way he was doing that.
And
shaving
plus,
his hair.
I'm not going to lie. When you look at the photos, that's not a real bald head.
Yeah.
Like, as someone that's been bald for going on 20 years...
It's too smooth.
It's smooth. There's no nicks. There's no coloration. There's no side... I mean, there's just no way. He looks like Megamind, for God's sakes. There's no way that you believed that was like a real shave job. But then I do ask the question. Like, first off, Dave Coulier isn't upset about it, so why anyone else is? But why would you do the bald solidarity thing if you weren't going bald? I do find it weird.
If you weren't shaving your head, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I totally get the criticism here. Mm-hmm.
If it were from Dave Coulier.
Look. How many times have we talked about things where people are outraged?
Yeah, that have nothing to do with
them. That have nothing to do with them. Yeah. It's like...
Go be outraged about something else.
People just... Like, worry about things you can control, okay? So that the bottom line here is... Nobody's outraged, and I certainly am not. However, I think it's kind of lame that he posted... Because cancer... I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people have had to battle cancer and had to...
And I would like to point out that between the two of us, only one of us stands in solidarity with all cancer survivors.
All the time.
All the time. Look at Jerkface over here with a full head of hair who hasn't shaved his head once for a cancer survivor, you ass.
But I think if you're going to... post a picture with Coulier, who just announced this week, so it's been in the news, that he has cancer. Yeah. It's kind of lame to put on a freaking bald cap.
It's pretty lame.
Like, come on, dude. Yeah. Do something different. Do something else. Like, post a video of you guys. I don't know. There's a lot of things you can do to support him.
Sure.
You don't have to go as far as to put on a bald cap to pretend that you're bald because you're too vain to shave your head in support of your buddy's cancer diagnosis.
It does seem utterly ridiculous.
It's pretty. But this it's so Hollywood.
It is. And this goes back to my whole, like, performative theater, why I hate performative grieving, and I hate performative happiness. Like, you're on you went on Instagram to support your friend who has cancer, but you didn't really want to support your friend that had cancer. You just wanted people to believe that you were doing that. Again, it's performative. It's stupid. Just put a photo of you and with your arms around Dave Coulier kissing his bald head and being like, hey, man, I love you, you know, and then that's the end of it. It does seem weird that he went and got a makeup artist to put on a weird-looking bald cap. He's showing some good chest meat, though. Could he have shaved, like, his balls or something and been like, hey, just so you know, everywhere else, hairless. But I got to keep the lettuce up top. That's Uncle Jesse's moneymaker.
Well, somebody said, I'm sure it's they're doing it for a joke because it says that it's his buddy, and his buddy would know he would never shave his head. Read between the lines. Maybe.
Oh, I
could see that being true. No. Hopefully that's true.
I don't think anyone would expect John Stamos to shave his head. No. It's like part of his
thing. And I think that's what he's saying. Right. Is that that's the bit. The bit is that
the bit just isn't that funny.
John Stamos is too vain to shave his head, even when his buddy has cancer.
So they're doing bits?
Well, I mean, it's possible.
Okay.
They haven't said anything about it yet. But
I don't know. I didn't see the post. I just saw people freaking out, and my thought was, if Dave Coulier wanted this done, then who gives a rip? It's nothing to do with you. So maybe it was doing bits.
I'm outraged.
I'm outraged that I don't get to see John Stamos' beautiful hair. In fact, if I had cancer and, like, I had a friend like John Stamos, I'd be like, don't you dare cut that hair.
Yeah, that's a gift. Don't take it away on purpose.
It would hurt my
Would feet. You want me to cut my hair for you since we do a show together? Like on YouTube?
No.
I could be bald in solidarity with you?
No, because
what if I wore a bald cap?
It's another thing I don't understand. I will never get it.
Like, if Rob showed up to do the show with you and you were actually sick and he wore a bald cap, everyone would think that is so dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe they'd think it was disrespectful, but mostly people would think it was dumb, I think.
Well, then I would, like, if I really did get cancer, I guess my beard would fall out. You could shave your beard in solidarity.
No chance.
But I would be like, why? What? Why does it make me feel any better to know that you hate the way you look?
Because I'm supporting you.
Well,
what if Zook told you the only thing that could ease his pain would be you going back to the soul patch?
I'd do it for him. If that's the only way it could ease his pain, although I would know that he would be, since I know him, I know that he'd be full of crap.
100%.
So I would not do that.
No.
As a matter of fact, I would just shave that part.
I would just want you to have a soul patch just to be an ass.
Yeah, exactly. Watch this. I'm going to use this cancer to get Rob to grow a soul patch.
No, I've never had more power.
I'm not falling for that.
Can I get fake cancer and then just to get you to have a soul patch? Did you fake cancer? Yeah, I wanted Rob to have a soul patch. Start smoking Marlboro Lights again. Oh, the olden days. Well, I don't know. Anyone that's mad at Uncle Jesse...
Hey, shut up.
If you want to know that why our life is too easy, it's because of things like this.
What do you mean?
We're just looking for things to be angry.
Oh, yeah. We just like to be outraged. And we need more. Give me more to be outraged about.
You know your life's doing just fine if you're taking time out of your day to be pissed at
Meanwhile,
John Stamos.
You could be living in Russia and falling out of windows.
That is a whole thing. Again.
That story next. Here's Buck. Yep. We're over here being all outraged about Uncle Jesse and a bald cap. And in Russia, men are falling out of windows again.
Famous men.
Yeah, this is a ballet dancer named Vladimir
Sklyarov
He died at the age of 39. Very famous guy over there, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Fell from a fifth floor balcony.
He was the most famous most famous male ballet dancer in Russia.
And here, get this. The plot thickens. Mm-hmm. In a stunning turn of events, he didn't like Vladimir Putin.
And he had been vocal about it. And he fell out of a window.
What I'm amazed by over there is that everybody knows that when someone falls out of a window in Russia that Putin did it.
Yeah.
And yet they still do that bit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because like, if no one sees you get pushed, then what are you going to do?
I kind of appreciate
it. Well, no, I get that, but it's almost like it's like they're announcing we have killed. Like, it's just...
Sure, it's a public... I mean, it's a public announcement.
Well, then why not just kill him?
Well, because I kind of like that. I, for one, support this in that. Well, I don't support the kill.
All right.
Hold on.
Go on.
Hold on. Hold on. I do not support the killing of people because they don't like you. But what I do support is that when you kill them, instead of just being like, yeah, I offed him, I think it's adorable that the best thing they come up with is he fell out of a window. Because you would think... You know, you can make it look like whenever you watch like the movies, right? You make it look like a heart attack or he dies in a car crash or, you know, whatever. Or maybe a robbery, like a stick up robbery. No, Russia goes with the tried and true. I fell out of a window. And everyone's like, are you kidding me? And they're like, what? He fell out of a window.
He did.
Yeah.
They said he was on painkillers.
Yeah.
And the preliminary cause has been ruled an accident.
Yeah. What do you mean? Fell out of a window. I mean, hello.
How convenient.
Well, and it was like 6 months ago that one of the head doctors of Russia who had come out, she was like, I don't know, like their surgeon general. She had come out and said that what was happening in Ukraine was a catastrophe, right? Both sides. She was like, we've got to stop this. You know, young men are dying. Guess what happened to her at the hospital? Fell out of the window. Like the chief of all Russia hospitals just fell out of a hospital window.
The text line makes a good point here. It sounds like it's a good time for some of these people to call Window Nation.
Seriously.
That's right. 50% off.
I enjoy this one, too, so I looked it up. This
0%
is
financing for 60 months. If you're a fan listener, 10% extra until December 1.
Can they get that over in Russia?
Probably.
This guy's name was Ravil Magdanov. He was the chair of Russia's biggest oil company. And... he was at a hospital in Moscow. Guess who was at the hospital the same day? Putin. And I guess they had some sort of run-in and there was an argument. Anyone care to guess what happened to him?
Did he fall out of a window?
Fell out of a window. The same day, you're at a hospital.
Yeah, see, they don't even hide it.
You don't even hide it, but
so
I appreciate it.
Why not get creative?
Yeah, this
plausible
guy...
deniability. You can say it wasn't us, even though wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we want you to know it was us.
Yeah. This guy, the editor-in-chief. By the way, this is all within the last 2 years. Vladimir Skunkagin, he was the editor-in-chief of a political newspaper. He fell out a window. Former head of Moscow Aviation Institute. Well, I don't know if this is any better. He fell downstairs. Is that better or worse?
Well, if you're like, I kind of don't get why you...
You like the stairs?
I kind of don't get why you stay over there. Ow! If you're someone of note over there and you are critical of him, why are you staying there?
It's a good point.
Like, you think that's not going to happen
to
you?
Is it as simple as, like, I don't think it's going to happen to me. I'm not going to get pushed out a window. Like, do you think, just, I mean.
Maybe the ballet
denial,
dancer.
Denial, you know? I don't know.
The ballet dancer guy was probably like, well, I'm famous.
Yeah.
What's he going to do to me? Mm-hmm. Kill me.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be fair, I'm reading through, and by the way, there is a lot of these. You know, so that guy, it said, fell down some stairs. The creative director of their largest IT company, he died in 2022. He just fell off his balcony. So that happened. And then the co-founder of some sort of giant construction company, he fell over a railing and hit his head, died in the hospital, never woke up.
To how long before this starts happening here?
Boy.
January 6th?
Be aware.
Well, we do that thing where, like, hotels with high windows can only open, like, 4 inches so nobody can fall out. We've already protected against that.
Yeah, you know? By the way, how many...
Well, except we just lost the One Direction guy the other day.
Yeah,
he fell.
So. But, yeah, didn't he jump off a balcony?
Well, he was on pink cocaine.
Yeah, I think third story?
Third story.
Yeah, it hotel. Sounded like he was maybe trying to jump to a pool.
That
there.
Wasn't in the U.S., though, I guess. He was in... No. Where was he? He was in, like...
Spain or Mexico?
Venezuela.
Or
Pavel Antov. This was in 2020. By the way, 2022 apparently was the year of Folly. He was the founder of the largest meat processing company. And he was a legislative assembly member of the opposition party, and he fell out of a hotel window. By the way, I didn't know any of these hotels had windows that opened.
Different rules over there.
Yeah. Dude, it's kind of crazy. Ooh, this guy died at a hospital when he was hit by a car while crossing the street at a hospital.
That's probably an accident.
This guy was burned alive after falling asleep with a lit cigarette.
What if one of these is an accident and Putin's like, damn it. What are you guys doing?
No, honestly, even better. If they find that it really is an accident, he'd be like, see, wasn't
no,
me.
No, because I think he wants to kill him.
If he's pushing him out of the windows.
Right, here's another one. Head of the Financial Support Department of the Ministry of Defense for the Western Military District found dead after falling from a window on the 16th floor. It really is unbelievable how many they're just like, fell. But I appreciate that every now and then they mix it up with like a lit cigarette or, you know, some stairs. And also, these are all really, really important people that are falling.
What if he switched to bear attacks and they all started getting mauled by bears?
I think it'd be pretty fun. Like, what happened? He was in his apartment, and you won't believe this, but bear.
Bear.
Bear came in.
He was at a movie. Yeah, I don't know. Something happened. Grizzly got in there.
Former head of state for the inspection of road safety fell out of a window. Federal judge.
Yeah, I think we get it.
12 stories. But, like, isn't this
yes,
a
we get it. It happens all the time. That's the whole point.
Ooh, here's a good one, though. The president of one of the banks, elevator shaft.
Ooh.
Like that.
Who do you think Trump will get first? Pelosi?
Nancy Pelosi's going to fall out of something.
Who does AOC.
Hate most? AOC. Seriously, who does he hate most? Like, who is
his enemy number one?
Who is number one That's on a good his question. Hit list?
Gosh. Like, I wouldn't think it would be Kamala. Like, it's got to be somebody
No,
else.
I don't think it's Kamala.
No, it might be Nancy Pelosi.
It's possible. Crazy Nancy Pelosi.
She tore up that speech. She's like, yeah, tear this up.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Well, then her husband got attacked, and I think he was like, yeah, it's great.
Be some new, yeah, oh yeah. Some news guy, perhaps. Jake Tapper.
George Slopadopoulos.
If I was John Oliver, I'd watch my back. You notice George Clooney shut up real fast, didn't he? You haven't heard boo from Clooney. Blanky knows what's up.
He's on the list.
Yeah. Don't go near any windows.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
I love cows.
I'm seeing where Schultzy is sitting out there.
Yeah.
And you know what that means.
Faux hawks?
Well, it can mean a lot of things.
Home Depot runs? What are we doing?
Tonight.
Home part emojis.
Subarus.
That means hot corner.
Oh, yeah.
With all the guys.
Harris and Fisher?
Who's on that show? No, yeah, I know. I was just joking. I love those guys.
Talk about Juan Soto's $700 million deal to the Mets.
Really? $700 million? He doesn't even pitch.
They're saying they want Ohtani money. The one thing Steve Cohen's got, it's money.
But I tell you, I want nothing more than Soto to go to the Mets and hit .212.
Well, we traded for a guy today from the Marlins. Or no, not the Marlins, but the
Siri.
Rays.
Jose Siri?
That guy's a goofball.
He hits .182.
I know. Have you ever watched him play
he's
at all?
A strange duck.
Dude, he's...
commits a lot of errors.
I think his teammates hate him. Yeah, he's
an ass. But he
hits the worst.
He hits home runs.
Mets love him, though. Hey, let's trade for that guy.
Between him and the Winker.
God. No, you love Winker.
Dude, no kidding. Are you trying to get the most insufferable team ever?
It's possible. It's possible.
No matter.
I think John Rocker is going to come back and pitch for us.
All right. Hot Corner coming up next. We are back tomorrow. 3-7 to Thinking Night. Do the walk online. Yeah, do the walk online.